The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Speaking of cash, apparently the streamers are short of it. Why? According to a poll carried out here in Ireland, 98% of people are now using streaming services, but the number of people paying for them is on the decline, down to 78%. How to explain this disparity is Adrian Weckler, the tech editor for the Irish Independent. Adrian, what are people at?
Well, it's the old dodgy box again on the one hand. And then on the other hand, something which has kind of crept up in recent years as well, password sharing. So the amount of people who are still using the passwords, which against the rules of Netflix and Disney Plus in particular, when they leave the home or when they break up from a relationship, or, you know, when they're setting up their elderly parents' TV in their home and they give the password out to the service. So you've multiple household and that's against the rules. And it means that that household doesn't pay for the for their stream.
So I thought there was a crackdown on this announced kind of about a year, year and a half ago. What happened with that?
Doesn't seem to be working. So Netflix was the first to crack down on this. Disney Plus has done it in the last couple of months as well. And some of your listeners will probably be familiar with this crackdown. So if you are using somebody else's Netflix or Disney Plus account and you're in your own apartment or you're in some other house, when you try to use it now, sometimes you will get, it'll ask you for a 6-digit code, and that code is sent to the email address of the account holder, which is your mom or your ex-girlfriend or somebody else. And the idea is that it'll be too much hassle for you to keep ringing them up, protecting them, saying, could you give us a 6-digit code? For one reason or another, it doesn't seem to be working as well as anticipated, whether that's for technical reasons, whether people are using things like virtual private networks, or whether it's not, it's not foolproof yet, whether it's not detecting the different Wi-Fi, the different IP address, whatever. It doesn't seem to be foolproof. And that's on top of the dodgy box, because we know with the dodgy boxes that about 1 in 5 Irish households use a dodgy box.
And I assume the very fact that Netflix allow you to kind of sign in different areas is to allow for the reality that sometimes people want to watch their service when they're not in their own home. I mean, because they could really kind of impose much stricter rules that would solve this problem. But then, you know, people would only be able to watch Netflix in one room in one house. And
yeah,
it's not as appealing a proposition then.
No, part of the deal when you sign up with Netflix or Amazon Prime Video or Paramount Plus or Disney Plus or Apple TV Plus, part of the deal is that you can watch it on a phone or a laptop or a tablet when you're outside the home, when you're on a train, in a bus, when you're on holidays. So they will always allow that. Now, where the tension lies is how, you know, how does it know that you're not, you know, on holidays somewhere for a few weeks, or that, or maybe that you've a holiday home, for example. Maybe that you know, there's somewhere you go regularly and you watch it there. That tension kind of exists. Now, they're always going to allow you to travel with your device. And when you buy the more expensive plans on things like Netflix, like I think we pay 21 or 22 euro a month, but that allows us to watch it on 4 devices at the same time. And it's understood that one or more of those devices will be out and about. It's just so that if it detects that it's in a different place altogether all the time, that's when the alarm bells ring.
So how do we expect the streaming services to react to this or to try and deal with it? What are they going to do?
Well, I think they're going to crack down a little harder. They're going to tighten up on their denial services. So they haven't wanted to do that in the past because the likes of Netflix and Disney Plus and all the rest of them, they've wanted to just grow their services. But it got to a point where 2 years ago, Netflix's growth numbers started to stall. They weren't adding any new numbers. They introduced this password crackdown and they added an extra 30 million subscribers. So it really did work. But they don't want to annoy people too much. If you are legitimately paying for your service and you keep getting codes requests all the time on your phone or somewhere else, if it's a marginal month where there hasn't been that much on, where, you know, it's between your Bridgerton series or whatever it is you watch on Netflix, you might decide, you know what, I'll give that one a rest and I'll try Paramount Plus for the month instead.
One of our listeners says, dodgy boxes, ha ha ha, old school torrenter here. I've been sailing the high seas for 20 years and I'll do 20 more. And somebody else says, streaming services are in trouble because they're spending $1 billion making rubbish like Rings of Power.
I like Rings of Power.
Anyway.
Yeah, I do too. I will defend, as a sort of a middle-aged blogger, I'll defend Rings of Power. But I will say in defense of that underlying argument, which I think your listeners are making there, that you will hear sometimes this argument. The reason that they're, you know, slipping at the moment is because they're making nonsense and they're not making stuff that's good. That argument doesn't hold up at all. So if you look at the actual figures, what we watch, what we stream, all of the big networks have quite a lot of hits that loads of people watch, and they're the actual subscription figures overall, despite this password sharing and dodgy box deficit, they generally hold up.
Adrian, I'll add you to that Rings of Power WhatsApp group. All right, Adrian Wackler, tech editor with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.